Choice You Hoy, Otago Pioneer, by Trevor Agnew and Jenny Sue Hoy Agnew. These people are celebrating 150 years since their ancestor Choice You Hoy arrived in New Zealand. Choice You Hoy arrived in New Zealand in 1869. He came from a poor part of rural China, but he became a very successful merchant and community leader in Dunedin. How did he do it? Who was Choice You Hoy? Choice You Hoy was born in Guangdong Province in China in 1838. Life was hard there. Most people were farmers and poor. When Siu Hoy was 13, he went to the United States with some of his extended family to take part in the California Gold Rush. The group did so well that when Siu Hoy returned to China, he was able to marry. He and his wife had four children. A few years later, when gold was discovered in Australia, Siu Hoy sailed to Melbourne, but he had learned something from his time in California. He had seen that the people who sold things made more money than most of the miners. So he became a merchant. Why did Choice You Hoy come to New Zealand? In 1861, gold was found in Otago. People came from all over the world hoping to get rich. But as time went by, many of these miners moved away to other gold fields. Shops in the province lost customers. A group of business owners decided Otago needed more people to replace those who had left, so they invited Chinese miners in Australia to come to Otago. The Chinese, all men, began arriving in December 1865. They were experienced gold miners and they worked in well-organised groups on the old mining claims. Many of them had left families behind in China and planned to return home after they had made enough money. By 1869, there were more than 2,000 Chinese miners in central Otago. Siu Hoy realised that these men would need food and supplies, so he left Melbourne and opened a store near the wharves in Dunedin. He sold rice, peanut oil and other goods that Chinese miners wanted. When new miners arrived on ships, they went to Siu Hoy's store. He sold them tools and other things they'd need on the goldfields. Racism towards Chinese people in New Zealand. Many of the first Chinese who came to New Zealand experienced racism. Some people set up anti-Chinese groups and newspapers published anti-Chinese cartoons and stories. Some local councils even voted not to use Chinese workers, and the government passed a law to limit the number of Chinese coming into the country. Choice You Hoy often talked to reporters and wrote letters to newspapers asking for Chinese to be treated fairly. In 1881, when the government made every Chinese person entering New Zealand pay a tax of £10, about $1,770 today, Siu Hoy spoke out. He said this tax broke agreements Britain had signed with China to give people free entry to New Zealand. At that time, New Zealand was part of the British Empire. He always spoke reasonably, using facts to back up what he said. In 2002, the New Zealand government apologised to the Chinese community for the tax. What made Choice You Hoy a success? People said that Siu Hoy was sharp as a razor because he was quick to see opportunities to make his business successful. For example, he bought scrap metal and old horseshoes, which he exported to China for recycling. In China, bone was used for carving ornaments and pieces for games, so Xu Hui bought beef bones to sell in China. Hakeke, wood ear fungus, grows in the New Zealand bush. The same kind of fungus was a popular food in China. Xu Hui paid people to collect and dry hakeke, and then he sold it to Chinese in Australia, the United States and China. Xu Hui and some other Chinese merchants hired ships to send their goods to China. When the ships returned, they brought back Chinese goods for the merchants to sell in New Zealand. Xu Hui soon became wealthy. He decided to put some of his money into gold mining companies. In many places, miners had taken most of the gold that was easy to find. However, there was still a lot of gold to be found in the gravel underground. Xu Hui set up companies that used machinery, such as dredgers, to extract that gold. These companies were very successful. Look at the caption on the photograph. The caption says, Choi Xu Hui's gold dredge. What else do we know about Choi Xu Hui? Xu Hui was not just a successful businessman. He mixed well with Chinese and Europeans and made lots of friends. He was involved in many organisations and community groups in Dunedin. Xu Hui's second wife was Eliza Prescott. They had two children and lived in a wooden villa in Cumberland Street. Xu Hui called his home Canton Villa. He kept two large Chinese vases on his front veranda. Xu Hui gave money to hospitals, libraries, and charities that helped people in need. He also gave advice and help to new arrivals from China. He spoke excellent English, so he often talked to Europeans on behalf of the Chinese community. A sign in two languages. This was the sign on Choi Xu Hui's store. In traditional Chinese, it says Choi Xu Hui. Choi was his family name or surname. Xu was his generational name. His brothers were named Xu Ding, Xu Hong, and Xu Kong. And Hui was his personal name. In English, the sign just says Xu Hui. He was known among Europeans as Charles Xu Hui or Mr. Xu Hui. Many of his descendants use Xu Hui as their family name. Why should we remember Choi Xu Hui? Xu Hui arrived in New Zealand as a young immigrant. He was full of ideas and he worked hard to become successful in business. He also became a leader in the community and he gave a lot back to that community. Xu Hui always helped other people and cared for his family. Hundreds of his descendants now live in New Zealand and around the world. Look at the caption. The caption says, Choi Xu Hui in traditional Chinese clothes. Glossary. Claim. An area of land that a miner can work on to find gold. Exported. Sent to other countries. Extract. To take something out of something else. Gold rush. When many people move suddenly to a place where gold has just been discovered. Immigrant. Somebody who moves to another country to live there permanently. Merchant. A person who buys and sells things.